because it's a good time. But yeah, that was your 11th episode of this lovely season of Alan Vibes. Tune in next week for a 2-power hour Christmas episode with me and the one and only tape dispenser, who actually you'll hear just about now. So I'm going to get out of here and you're going to keep on listening to WMUC FM, yeah. College Park.
Beat it, Buster. Or you're going to meet Bada Bing and Bada Boom.
Ah! He's not referring to you, dear listener. Please keep listening. Oh, no.
Ah, are you tangled in the headphones?
I'm a little tangled in the headphones.
There you go.
Yay. Good night.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to yet another Crash Landing with the one and only Tape Dispenser here on WMUC FM College Park. Like you heard, next week's going to be a little Power Hour Christmas episode, Christmas special. And frankly, it'll be a hell of a special. It'll be even more impressive than the Star Wars Christmas special, although the bar is quite low. The bar is underground. And hey, I know about that. I'm a soil science major, so, you know, I know about digging in the dirt. I know about digging in the dirt. And we'll get the music going real quick in just a minute. But first, a quick PSA.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. 1 out of 3 TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Howdy and welcome. You're tuned in to Crash Landing here with the one and only Tape Dispenser. Wildest, rootinest, tootinest explorer out here on the frontier, the final frontier of space. And I'm not going to be talking in this accent all night. I'm not sure that I can do all that. But it is the yearly or semesterly Space Cowboy episode. We're back with some country, jazz, and fun little homages to all sorts of things. That was a little nod to some inspiration for this show that it stuck with me. It's stuck with me. So that was Seatbelts with American Money, a little ditty for Cowboy Bebop. So we're keeping the fun going. Yeah, I don't know. Oh man, I blanked so hard there. I was gonna just kinda meant to improv tonight, but you'll have to excuse me, folks. I'm running off about 4 hours of sleep. I had a midterm this morning that I probably still only got a 70% on, despite studying for hours for yesterday. And I'm rocking and rolling and keeping it going and whatnot. This next song's MJ Lenderman. You may know him, you may not. Up and comer. I guess, or up an already game in the kind of folk country scene. I'm sure some people around here know him. And this is TV Dinners. You know, I just figure this is a little homage to my own life in that so many of my dinners and things now are just dining hall, or I'm scrounging around for whatever's in the fridge. It just feels apt. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'll stop yapping. Here's TV Dinners with MJ Lenderman.
I spend all my days working. Me and Jean, we never fight. Me and Jean don't do much talking. She stays out most nights. I'm not looking for a lady.
Yeah, all right. And we're back, and we're following that up with a little something from Saeeb, a Moroccan beatmaker, guitarist, and musician. Took inspiration from a whole lot of things here, but took inspiration, just like me, from Cowboy Bebop. This is Bebop Lounge, off the Bebop album from Saeeb.
Oh! ってるんだ。
どこにも力なんか入れてない。お前の無駄な力を利用しただけだ。力の流れをコントロールする。そのためにはどんな動きにも対応できるように全身の力を入れて。そう、
and that was Bebop Lounge by Saeb. And we're going to be bouncing back and forth tonight between a little bit of, you know, a little bit of jazzy, bebop, funk, lounge music, that sort of thing. And folk, country. I always kind of bounce between it, you know, when I'm here in College Park and I'm, you know, doing homework, things like that. I'm really on the kind of like smooth jazz, mellow kind of vibe. And then over the summers, I'll be doing field work and, you know, working on a farm. And it always ends up being folk and country, and I go full cowboy. It's really quite the transformation. But yeah, I mean, you're tuned in to WMUC FM College Park with the premier space cowboy at this radio station and probably on this planet. I don't know if you have many other space cowboys, but you're talking to the number one. But you only get to that spot, you know, you only get to that spot. You got to deal with the devil. It's unfortunate. But if I'm being honest, I'm only this good because I sold my soul.
Somebody found it somewhere at an old flea market fair with no number on the tag. Let it go for half a dollar. Well, it didn't even bother. Wrap it up inside a bag. I was drinking gasoline in a half-price limousine.
right, all right. And that was a cutworm, sold my soul. You know, you do what you do to make a living. That was more reflective of, you know, I used to be a bounty hunter once. It was a long time ago. It's a story for another day. But I've worked a lot of odd jobs around the galaxy. A whole lot of interesting ones, you know. Used to be actually a Dianoga keeper in the Coruscant sewer systems. It was all fun and games till I almost got squashed by a trash compactor. And, well, that, I don't know, leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Garbage juice does that too. Ooh, that was nasty. I went to the Outer Rim from there, actually. Bartended at Mos Eisley for a bit, and too many shootouts. I mean, you know, you want a safe work environment? Wasn't even an HR department there. It was just, they paid me cash under the table, and it was all fine and good, but you work around Jabba and that whole Hutt clan, and it caused all kinds of problems. I'd pulled some long days, long nights there, and it was dry as anything. Ugh. What did I do after that? I can't remember, but... Oh, yeah, yes. Flew over to Mars. There's a satellite there, Spiders from Mars Casino. Worked there as a poker dealer. Till, Oh, my God. You know, I don't even know what happened entirely, but... It was all fun and games, and then, I don't know, these three weirdos came in, and... Arguing and fighting with Casino, and... The one woman, she got in her ship and blew out half the casino. I mean, just opened fire and, yeah, well, so much for any kind of job security. It's a high turnover and a lot of odd jobs, but, you know, that's the way it is across the galaxy. You gotta make a living somehow, and, oh well. On an unrelated note, this next song goes out to my apartment here on campus. Oh my gosh. Our fire alarm has gone off probably so many times. And it's highly sensitive to any and everything. The kitchen fan doesn't work at all. And our oven, just the temperature does not work. So, this next song is Robert Lester Folsom. The song is My Stove's on Fire, and my stove back at home probably is.
There's something about you.
Oh boy, oh boy. I think I can hear the fire alarm going from here. Oh well. You know, that'll get fixed. We'll see if another work order fixes it, or, you know, I'll deal with it or something. It's probably fine. Anyway, we're just about at the half-hour mark here, so as a reminder, you're tuned in to WMUC FM College Park, where we bring audio radiance to our radio audience, and I'm bringing all kinds of radiance from outer space. 'Cause you know, on Crash Landing, we shine like a star. That sounded cooler in my head. Forget I said that. Anyway, let me call up my friend here in the Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Department, and I'll get back to you with our weather in just a minute here on WMUC. Hello. Yep. Calling about the weather. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh. All right, all right. Well, thank you. Beep. All right, folks. So, bringing you a little fun news. So, here in College Park, your weather tomorrow, Friday, looking like a heavy chance of snow in the morning. Probably won't be any more than an inch of snow at best, but there's a 70% chance of snow in the AM. With high 32, low of 24, it will be nice and chilly. Gets a little bit warmer, but still pretty chilly. Saturday, Sunday, high of 44. Saturday, low of 26. Sunday, high of 30. Partly cloudy on Saturday and cloudy on Sunday. I mean, hey, might be first snow of the year this, in about, you know, 5 to 8 hours. Who knows? I'm sure excited. I'd like to see some snow around here. I could use a little something to liven up my mood. You know, get into the holiday spirit, get some snow on the ground instead of this cold, dry, miserable, you know, concrete that is College Park sometimes, especially in the winter. And as I look outside my super high-tech, trusty, dusty, crusty, rusty, musty window, I can tell you that it is, in fact, dark outside here in College Park. And there's your weather up to the minute with the one and only Tape Dispenser. We'll get back to the music right now. And we'll be coming at you with some news and jokes and fun little funky things later. It is now 12:30, and we're getting back to the music with a remix, actually, by Ian O'Brien of Seatbelts, Piano Black. Thank you. And that was the Ian O'Brien remix, Piano Black. Honestly, one of my favorite little scenes from Cowboy Bebop, actually. That little dog fight in space is just really quite fun. Yeah, and so we're following that up with This Frontier Needs Heroes, a band from Spain, and their song South Dakota, which has been on my mind. I'm meeting with a professor from South Dakota, or who I guess is faculty at South Dakota State next week. I'm applying for graduate schools. If anyone would like to reach out with contacts, that would be very much appreciated. I'm kidding. I've got it mostly under control. Just like at the station here, we're mostly under control. That's why they call us WMUC, W-M-U-C. Anyway, this is South Dakota. This frontier does need a hero.
Came from South Dakota, someone tore apart her heart. So she moved to Nashville, trying to make a new start. I guess the stars aligned just as I had arrived. And since I am an optimist, I took it as a sign. South Dakota, our special someone, when you're all out all by yourself and you feel like you got no one. She grabbed my arm swiftly, kissed me down the street. There's no way this could be random. South Dakota,
just heard South Dakota by This Frontier Needs Heroes. And I've just been informed that our breaking story of tonight, our top story, President of the Galaxy Zaphod Beeblebrox has just made a run for it with the Heart of Gold, the prototype of the Infinite Improbability Drive ship, at its unveiling earlier today. His current whereabouts are unknown, and any listeners with information are urged to call in and provide information for promise of cash reward from the Galactic Police. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Who knows what'll happen now? But hey, me personally, alright, he made a run for it. He stole a ship, whatever. It's Zaphod Beeblebrox, what did you expect? But as the inventor of the Pan-Galactic Gargle Blaster, I would grant him a pardon. That's made my nights significantly more interesting. Anyway, well, we'll see where this goes. In the meantime, I've got here a little jazz artist from up in Pennsylvania with... oh gosh, it's been a while since I took French. Let me see if I can pronounce this one. La Prière d'une Vierge. Ooh, I botched that one. La Prière d'une Vierge. I guess. Anyway, that's the song. I'm not going to say it again, so hopefully you heard the first time. But this is Chihiro Yamanaka off the album Utopia. I said off the album Utopia. Chop, chop. Further breaking news. It turns out I lied to you. I am terribly sorry, folks. I must have hallucinated that information. Yamanaka is not has nothing to do with Pennsylvania. Where did I get that from? I think I'm going crazy. I must be going crazy. No. Yamanaka is a Japanese jazz pianist, born in the Gunma Prefecture in Japan, and she studied at Berkeley, and has played all over the U.S. and has played in New York a good bit, but has, as far as I can find, never had anything to do with Pennsylvania. So I don't know where I got that. Sorry, folks. I've just completely lied. I'm actually great at spreading misinformation, did you know? It's great. It's so fun. Anyway, up next is Tim Hill with Pepper Tree. I don't know. I've been garden planning lately, and it's about time you all start garden planning if you're looking to do some early spring planting. This is Tim Hill.
Through the arms of the
be following Tim Hill up with two little soundtrack songs from Samurai Champloo, also directed by Shinichiro Watanabe, director of Cowboy Bebop. I finished that this week, and I don't know, I just like the soundtrack. I think it's pretty good. This is Stroll by Force of Nature. Made that right into Aurorian Dance by Nujabes, which will be a real interesting little twist. a shame. I was hoping to talk a little bit about the musical history on this one. Kind of a rich history. It stems back to a tune called the Pavane for a Dead Princess from Impressionist composer Maurice Ravel from France, composed in 1899. Really rich history of this one. Pretty cool. So thanks for tuning in. I'll let this one play out. And next week will be my last show for this semester. It'll be a little Christmas special. So thanks for tuning in. To those of you out in the galaxy, and to those of you down here on Earth, if you're going to bed, good night, sleep tight, and don't let the space worms bite. This has been another Crash Landing with the one and only Tape Dispenser. I'll let this play out, and then leave you to our rockin' robot, the No Dab.